Thank you, family, for coming on today's Bible College curriculum. Please, let's go ahead and pray the Our Father. After that, we'll go ahead and take communion, and we'll get into our teaching. Today's scripture is I found in Isaiah 51:11, where it says, "The redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and grief shall flee away." Today's article, Sorrow Not, for April the 6th. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you again. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you, protect you, smile on you, be gracious to you. The Lord show you his countenance and give you his peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. All right, let's go ahead and take communion, please. And let's enjoy that our sorrows and our grief have gone away. No more sorrow, no more sickness, no more disease. Thank you to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was obedient to the cross. He was obedient to the love of the Father and wanted to show the world how much he loved his dad and how much he wanted to do the will of God. And that should be our prayer too. We want to do the will of our Father. Hallelujah. And thank him and praise him for his will in all things. For it's a good will. It's a prosperous will. It's an effective will. Hallelujah. We are made whole through Jesus Christ. We are made whole, complete through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for going to the cross and shedding your blood and sacrificing your body for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you did this so you can give us newness of life, Lord. Lord, we're just so grateful and so thankful that you went to the cross for us. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love and your vision and your courage, Lord. We just thank you, Father. And Lord, let's go ahead and partake of the bread of life. Amen. Jesus said, "Do this as often as you gather together. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus, we're doing it. We're doing the deal. We're remembering you. We thank you that your love in our hearts just overflows with gratitude, with love and sincerity and joy, laughter, goodness and mercies and monies, and favor, and kindness, and adventure, and peace, health. And Jesus took the cup and said, "This is my blood shed for the remission of sins." Amen. Take this for your cleanliness, sanctification, for the wisdom of Christ, for the righteousness of Jesus Christ, for the sanctification and the redemption of Jesus. Let's go ahead and partake of the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Your blood heals us. Your blood restores us. Your blood makes us whole again. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the blood. You gave it all for us. And thank you for your love. And you said, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do." Thank you for being a great example and demonstration of love and commitment to the will of the Father, Jesus, for us. Amen. Isaiah 51:11. "The redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and grief shall flee away." You know, it's really wonderful that everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. In the early 80s, I got born again and radically started going to a church that I literally saw Jesus in the young men that were washing cars. This church had a sign up and it said, free car wash. And I'm a businessman. I got a car and I drove in there and I'm freshly. And then they gave me a ticket to buy a soda and at the Burger King. You know, it was paid for, and I was so amazed, and they vacuumed the car, and somehow they locked the car in my Cadillac, and those guys was able to get it open with no very easily with their tactics, because they belonged to the hood. Really interesting. But I saw Jesus in them. I saw a bunch of Jesus walking around with long hair, and my soul said, I want to be one like them. I want what they have. So I went to their church, and man, everybody was smiling and love and talk about love. And the scripture was, the world will know that God, Jesus came because of the love in their hearts. And that exactly. Now, the reason I'm saying that was in the early 80s, 83, 84. And a lot of families were there, the mom, the daughter, and their kids, and their husbands, and so forth. I look on YouTube today, on Facebook, and I see the same people, the same smiles, the same gatherings, different faces on their church gatherings. There, all the people that attended that, and it way back then, and myself, we're still serving the Lord God. We're still got the joy over our heads. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. I think about all of them that were there. They're all sharing and on Facebook. They're joyful. Born again is an incredible miracle, life-changing phenomenon, you know, to change a person's life and desires and everything. He is a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, in order to get saved, read Romans 10 about 20 times, different translations. I have it recorded here with about four or five different translations. So your subconscious mind can start to decipher and set it in motion and create faith. After a while, it'll create faith for the non-believer, and their natural outcome will say, yes, Lord, yes, their soul will cry out, allowing them exposure to the Word of God in that form. Amen. All right, let's move on. Did you know that as a believer, you've been redeemed from the curse of grief and sorrow by the blood of Jesus Christ? You don't have to put up with them any more than you have to put up with sin or sickness or disease. Again, as a believer, we have been redeemed from the curse of grief and sorrow by the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't have to be put up with them anymore, more than we have to put up with sin, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, loneliness. Hallelujah. God started teaching me, says Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, about this personally several months before my mother went home to be with him in August 1988. Every time he showed me something about it, I put it into practice. You ought to do that with anything God is teaching you. Start practicing it now, and you can walk in it when the time comes. So 8.5 months later, before my mother left, 8.5 months before my mother left, I began standing against grief and sorrow. I made a decision to sorrow not. Immediately, the devil began to attack my emotions. But I say, no, I won't receive that. I take authority over these feelings in Jesus' name. I give him my body as a sacrifice, well-pleasing unto the Lord, and I won't partake of anything but his joy. Then I started speaking the word and praising out loud. I went through three rugged days of resisting until those sorry spirits were gone. What am I telling you is this: you're going to have to stand against grief and sorrow. It doesn't belong to you. It is not from your heavenly Father. You may have to walk the floor all night long, but instead of worrying and crying, walk the floor and quote the word until that heavy spirit leaves you and the joy of the Lord comes. Remember who you are. You're the one who shall obtain gladness and joy. You're the one sorrow and grief shall flee away from you. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Say so. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Not only that, but we will be able to help the ones that didn't prepare for this time. You'll be level-headed and help, and because you received it, you grew, and you'll be able to help the weak when that time comes and craziness follows and people trying to keep alive a person that needs to go home with the Lord. Be smarter for it. Amen. To go ahead and mourn and stay joyful, because the promise is, you know, you're going to see that person again. You know, they're going to be in heaven, you know. Yes, we're going to miss them. We love them. All we can do is add to that love. Add to the love. Amen. What a wonderful feeling. All right, let's go ahead to some Psalms. We're going to start with Psalms 5 and 6, and then 95, 96, and 97. Here we go. In the, what translation shall we use? Let's go to the King James. Give ear to my words, O Lord. The New King James, that is. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you should hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. Psalm 6. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eyes waste away because of grief. It grows old because of my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. Amen. Okay, let's go to 95, 6, and 7 Psalms. O come, Come on now. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your father tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. 96. Oh sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad. Zion hears and is glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Okay, let's do 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Bring forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with a harp, with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Amen. Okay, let's go to Psalm 125 and 126. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be on Israel. 26. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Thank you, family, for coming on today's Bible College curriculum. Please, let's go ahead and pray the Our Father. After that, we'll go ahead and take communion, and we'll get into our teaching. Today's scripture is I found in Isaiah 51:11, where it says, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and grief shall flee away. Today's article, Sorrow Not, for April the 6th. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you again. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you, protect you, smile on you, be gracious to you. The Lord show you his countenance and give you his peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. All right, let's go ahead and take communion, please. And let's enjoy that our sorrows and our grief have gone away. No more sorrow, no more sickness, no more disease. Thank you to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was obedient to the cross. He was obedient to the love of the Father and wanted to show the world how much he loved his dad and how much he wanted to do the will of God. And that should be our prayer too. We want to do the will of our Father. Hallelujah. And thank him and praise him for his will in all things. For it's a good will. It's a prosperous will. It's an effective will. Hallelujah. We are made whole through Jesus Christ. We are made whole complete through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for going to the cross and shedding your blood and sacrificing your body for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you did this so you can give us newness of life. Lord, we're just so grateful and so thankful that you went to the cross for us. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love and your vision and your courage, Lord. We just thank you, Father. And Lord, let's go ahead and partake of the bread of life. Amen. Jesus said, do this as often as you gather together. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus, we're doing it. We're doing the deal. We're remembering you. We thank you that your love in our hearts just overflows with gratitude, with love and sincerity and joy, laughter, goodness and mercies and monies and favor and kindness and adventure and peace, health. And Jesus took the cup and said, this is my blood shed for the remission of sins. Amen. Take this for your cleanliness, sanctification, for the wisdom of Christ, for the righteousness of Jesus Christ, for the sanctification and the redemption of Jesus. Let's go ahead and partake of the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Your blood heals us. Your blood restores us. Your blood makes us whole again. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the blood. You gave it all for us. And thank you for your love. And you said, forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do. Thank you for being a great example and demonstration of love and commitment to the will of the Father, Jesus, for us. Amen. Isaiah 51:11. The redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and grief shall flee away. You know, it's really wonderful that everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. In the early 80s, I got born again and radically started going to a church that I literally saw Jesus in the young men that were washing cars. This church had a sign up and it said, free car wash. And I'm a businessman. I got a car and I drove in there and I'm freshly. And then they gave me a ticket to buy a soda and at the Burger King. And it was paid for, and I was so amazed, and they vacuumed the car, and somehow they locked the car in my Cadillac, and those guys was able to get it open with no, very easily with their tactics, because they belonged to the hood. Really interesting. But I saw Jesus in them. I saw a bunch of Jesus walking around with long hair, and my soul said, I want to be one like them. I want what they have. So I went to their church, and man, everybody was smiling and love and talk about love. And the scripture was, the world will know that God, Jesus came because of the love in their hearts. And that exactly. The reason I'm saying that was in the early 80s, 83, 84. And a lot of families were there, the mom, the daughter and their kids and their husbands and so forth. I look on YouTube today, excuse me, on Facebook, and I see the same people, the same smiles, the same gatherings, different faces on their church gatherings. There, all the people that attended that, and it way back then, and myself, we're still serving the Lord God. We're still got the joy over our heads. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. I think about all of them that were there. They're all sharing and on Facebook. They're joyful. It's born again is an incredible miracle, life-changing phenomenon, you know, to change a person's life and desires and everything. He is a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. So in order to get saved, read Romans 10 about 20 times, different translations. I have it recorded here with about four or five different translations. So your subconscious mind can start to decipher and set it in motion and create faith. After a while, it'll create faith for the non-believer, and their natural outcome will say, "Yes, Lord, yes," their soul will cry out, allowing them exposure to the Word of God in that form. Amen. All right, let's move on. Did you know that as a believer, you've been redeemed from the curse of grief and sorrow by the blood of Jesus Christ? You don't have to put up with them any more than you have to put up with sin or sickness or disease. Again, as a believer, we have been redeemed from the curse of grief and sorrow by the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't have to be put up with them anymore, more than we have to put up with sin, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, loneliness. Hallelujah. God started teaching me, says Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, about this personally several months before my mother went home to be with him in August 1988. Every time he showed me something about it, I put it into practice. You ought to do that with anything God is teaching you. Start practicing it now, and you can walk in it when the time comes. So 8.5 months later, before my mother left, 8.5 months before my mother left, I began standing against grief and sorrow. I made a decision to sorrow not. Immediately the devil began to attack my emotions. But I say, no, I won't receive that. I take authority over these feelings in Jesus' name. I give them my body as a sacrifice, well-pleasing unto the Lord, and I won't partake of anything but his joy. Then I started speaking the word and praising out loud. I went through three rugged days of resisting until those sorry spirits were gone. What am I telling you is this: you're going to have to stand against grief and sorrow. It doesn't belong to you. It is not from your Heavenly Father. You may have to walk the floor all night long, but instead of worrying and crying, walk the floor and quote the word until that heavy spirit leaves you and the joy of the Lord comes. Remember who you are. You're the one who shall obtain gladness and joy. You're the one sorrow and grief shall flee away from you. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Say so. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Not only that, but we will be able to help the ones that didn't prepare for this time. You'll be level-headed and help, and because you received it, you grew, and you'll be able to help the weak when that time comes and craziness follows and people trying to keep alive a person that needs to go home with the Lord. Be smarter for it. Amen. To go ahead and mourn and stay joyful, because the promise is, you know, you're going to see that person again. You know they're going to be in heaven, you know. Yes, we're going to miss them. We love them. All we can do is add to that love. Add to the love. Amen. What a wonderful feeling. All right, let's go ahead and do some Psalms. We're going to start with Psalms 5 and 6, and then 95, 96, and 97. Here we go. In the, what translation shall we use? Let's go to the King James. Give ear to my words, O Lord. The New King James, that is. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you should hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. Psalm 6. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eyes waste away because of grief. It grows old because of my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. Amen. Okay, let's go to 95, 6 and 7 Psalms. Oh, come on now. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your father tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. the world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad. Zion hears and is glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Okay, let's do 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Bring forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with a harp, with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Amen. Okay, let's go to Psalm 125 and 126. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be on Israel. 26. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.